Austin. This is Station On 2. I am all set with PWD XPWD, so you're good to perform your commanding on it. Thank you.
Copy. Thank you.
And Munich, this is Chris On 2 in Columbus, ready to assist.
And Munich is with you on 2, Chris. Thank you for supporting us with this. So we've lost telemetry from the ICO laptop, and we would just like you to check the LAN cable. You can find the ICO laptop in Col 1 Starboard Alpha.
Copy all. I'll take a look right now.
Thanks, Chris.
And Munich, I do see what appears to be a good Ethernet connection. I see green and blinking orange lights on the back of the ICOL laptop, and I do see good power indications as well.
All right, copy. It seems like whatever you did there seemed to work, and we have telemetry back online. Thank you.
Okay, great. I didn't do anything other than I just maybe just bumped it slightly when I went to check the label on it, so maybe the Ethernet cable was just not quite in. Capped on taped in. I'm going to just make sure that tape is really secure.
And Chris, we're running into an LOS here, but if you can confirm that the light is blinking, that would be wonderful.
If I can confirm the light is blinking and I tightened up.
Station Munich on Spacer Ground 2 for Chris. No response required. We have telemetry to the ICO and all is good now. Thank you for your support on this.
You are very welcome. Yeah, the Ethernet cable, I tightened the tape up that was holding it in, and I'm hoping that will give it a better success moving forward.
Thank you, and enjoy the day.
And Munich, one more question for you. Thank you very much, and one more question for you. Since I'm in Columbus, I was wondering if it's all right to get started on my EML gas supply task.
And yes, we are ready for you to start that.
That I'll get that in work. Thank you, Sarah. Munich, Station On 2. I am looking at the EML gas supply units here in number 2, and I have argon valve number 1 is open, helium valve is closed, and argon valve number 2 is open.
And that seems like the correct configuration for us. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Houston, Station On 2. I'm about to get started in the Dragon packing, and I've got the Node 2 cameras on that you are welcome to come on board with if you'd like to get some extra SA. And if I go, I'll probably try to pull up the virtual AT.
Houston, copy. Thank you, Chris.
Houston, Station On 2 for skirt track 151.02.
Station On 2, Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, I hate to ask this, but I just figured I'd double check. I think for a lot of the other, EMU comm caps that I was packing, the steps had asked me to wrap everything in bubble wrap. I just wanted to make sure that it's okay as is per the step written here.
Chris checking, and we'll get back to you. Station Houston On 2 for Chris, and no answer requiring. So you can proceed without bubble wrapping for now. We will double check with EVA during O2, and we'll let you know if the bubble wrap is indeed needed.
Copy all. I mean, my assessment of it, it's packed kind of flat. I don't think it will get damaged, but I'm happy to take that during orbit 2. And then I also had one other question for you on 151.06. This 2.0 CTB 5067 is already pretty full and passes a squish test. Adding another 2.0 as filler will definitely make it bulge a bit. Just wanted to double check on that. And to clarify my last, I think either configuration could work. It's more of a, if we want 2.0 5010 coming back to the ground, I could probably stuff it in there and it would probably be okay, but I also don't think it's necessary.
Oh, checking. Back with you, Chris, on 2. Yeah, so you can stick to your plan and it looks good to us.
Okay, yep, copy all. I will stick to the plan and pack that 2.0 as some extra filler in 2.0-5067. Thank you.
Houston copies.
Houston Station On 2 for Sansa Water.
Very Sergey with you on 2. Go ahead.
I'm Brady, and EDV number 1494-1494 is empty, and step 2...
System copy. That's a good real number.
Can I go step 3?
Yeah, you will go to you'll go to continue the step 3.
Okay, thank you.
And Sergey, that the estimated offload time is 27 minutes, 27.
Copy, 27. Houston station on 2, on Sarota.
Sergey, with you on 2, go ahead.
The fuel is complete and I'm ready for step 6.
You are go to continue the step 6.
Houston station on 2, on Sarota.
With you on 2, go ahead.
Step 6 and 7 are complete.
Houston copy.
Houston, station on cue for stow track 152.08.
Okay, with you on 2, go ahead.
I'm looking for these items, and there isn't anything labeled exactly that way in that CTB. There are three Ziploc bags that contain what I think might be jumper mittens. They look like pieces of insulation that have little boots that would cover a connector. However, the note here says each Ziploc contains quantity 2, and it looks like each of these Ziplocs contains quantity number 1. And also the part number doesn't quite match what's listed under the item number, so I wanted to double check that.
We are checking.
One of the Ziploc bags reads MTCS ITCS line at GEM vestibule app removed 311/25. The second one reads call MTL insulation removed 311/25. And then the third one reads GEM forward vestibule LTCS insulation removed 311/25.
Houston, copies all. We're checking.
Copy, and I can read the part number and serial number of the of at least a couple of these that are visible.
Copy.
Houston, station on 2. While you're checking that, I also have a serial number to report to you in 152.09, and that is brine filter serial number 000083.
Houston, copies. And that's a good serial number, Chris. Houston on 2 for Chris, and no answer required. So we'll check with the also during O2 about the those three Ziploc bags, but for now we think that the those bags you showed us should come back, so you can go ahead and pack them. And also, just for your information, PWD and XPWD are now back online.
Copy all. Thanks for that. And yeah, I think that makes sense. These were the only three, like, reasonably matching bags in that stage SpaceX return bag. I'm happy to pull more information this afternoon if we need it to just double confirm. But the biggest question I had is the note says quantity 2 in each bag, and it looks like quantity 1 is in each of these bags.
Houston copies. Thank you, Chris.
Houston, station on 2, just for your awareness, this bag, SpaceX 33 R024, is a bit overfull, and also the one that I had just packed next to it is also slightly on the overfull side. So when we packed the last bag in that Dragon middle forward, we may need to do some reconfiguration if that one is also more on the overfull side, just for your heads up.
Houston, copies. Thank you for reporting.
Huntsville, station on 2 for ADSEP.
Station Huntsville is with you.
Hey, good morning, afternoon. I am just getting the things for my my ADSEP task, and I didn't find a Ziploc bag for the connector protectors. My recollection is the last ADSEP task we did, we took all of the connector protectors out of that Ziploc bag, and it was kind of a ratty Ziploc bag, so we discussed it and trashed it, but could be wrong, so I just wanted to double check whether I expected to find that, and if not, whether I should make a new Ziploc.
Okay. Copy all, Chris, and good morning. Give me a minute to get you an answer.
Absolutely. Thank you. And Huntsville Station 2. I'm also just going to keep looking because it might be in there somewhere.
And Chris, we understand you do have a good memory of one of the trash Ziploc bags being trashed. There should be another one in that same location. But if you do need to create a new one, there is an if statement in step 2.2, and we are good with you doing that as well.
Copy. Let me just take one more quick look, and then I'll go on to that. Thank you. At Huntsville Station on 2. No joy with the Ziploc, so I created a new one, and I've got the LabCan 2 set up and ready for you guys to come on board whenever you'd like. You know, if I need to adjust the view at all.
Copy, Chris, that you created a new Ziploc. That's great, and we do see the camera, and it looks great.
Copy all. I'm proceeding on in the procedure.
Minix Station on 2 for PK4 hard drive transition.
Munich is with you on 2.
Just want to verify if I have go for step 1.
Yes, and you have a go.
Station Huntsville on space to ground 2 for Chris.
Head on 2 for Chris.
Apologies before you get too comfortable. We did see a small black box kind of float forward overhead near ADCEP on the camera. We were wondering if you saw it or if you could grab it.
I just grabbed a small box that was floating forward. It was a USB card reader that got kicked loose. I didn't see anything else, but I will keep an eye out and let me know if you happen to see it. Thank you.
Okay, copy. We think that was it. Thank you.
Station on 2-4, PK4, hot. Transfer.
Munich is with you on 2.
The hard drive and USB are connected to CMAU laptop and LEDs on.
Copy all. Thank you for your support on this activity.
So, station on 2 for step 3.4.
Chris, we're with you.
I have cassette Kilo 1 in Alpha, Kilo 2 in Bravo, Kilo 3 in Charlie, and Kilo 4 in Delta.
That's perfect and great. We've been watching. Thank you.
Huntsville, station on 2. I'm all complete with the ADCEP task, and I restowed the Ziploc bag with 4 connector protectors in it, labeled in the lid of 1.0 CTB 5194 for hopefully making it easy to find next time. And Huntsville Station on 2, I actually was just looking at the stow note, and sorry, that's supposed to go in 5170. I will put it in the lid of 5170.
Chris, I think you know how much I want to talk on space to ground, so you took the words right out of my mouth.
yep, my bad. I will get that in the right spot, but I will also put it in the lid. Thank you.
Copy all, and thank you so much for your work.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Chris at your convenience.
And Chris is with you on 2. Good afternoon or good morning.
Good morning and afternoon to you, too. Just wanted to give you a heads up that NASA and SpaceX teams have reviewed the weather forecast for our launch opportunity on Wednesday for Crew 12, and we've decided to waive this opportunity due to high ascent corridor winds. The team's going to reconvene tomorrow morning to review a Thursday launch opportunity, and we'll give you a heads up what that answer is.
Copy all. Yeah, I heard that. I also heard the weather's not looking great on Thursday, but we'll keep our fingers crossed. Thanks for letting me know that. I really appreciate it.
Fingers and toes. You got it.
Houston, station on 2 for PPFS setup.
We are with you on 2.
Hey, in going through the setup on step 5.8, I noticed there was a little bit of, it looks like damage to the expiration hose. Doesn't look like it'll affect the function of it. It looks like just one of the, ribs on the outside of it that holds it rigid is sort of popping apart. Took some pictures and put them on SSC7. I was thinking maybe like some Kapton tape around it or something to prevent it from worsening, but figured I'd let you guys make that call.
All right, we copy. We'll take a look at those photos, and can you confirm if it is cracked or not?
It did not look like the hose was cracked at all. The hose looks totally intact. It looks like it just sort of like peeled off the end right around where it connects to the metal mask connector, right where the hard plastic connects with kind of the flexible hose. One of the, like, part of the ribs of the flexible hose was just sort of peeling up.
All right, we copy all. We'll take a look at the photo. Thank you. No deltas for now. All right, that is a great view. Thank you very much, Chris. And Chris, we concur with your recommendation. Please throw some Kapton tape on there before the activity.
Copy, and Wilco, thanks.
Station Huntsville on Spaceground 2 for Chris. This is your five-minute reminder for your upcoming hand pass with a rise time of 18:43.
In Huntsville, thank you for the reminder. I'm in Columbus and ready for it. Appreciate it.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris at your convenience.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, Chris, when you get a second, we've got a question about SSC-18 in the FGB. It went offline about 3 weeks ago, and we were tracking that on GMT-20. It was converted to wireless mode. We just want to know what its status is right now.
Copy that. I will go take a look at it and see what's going on with it. Because, yeah, I remember converting it to wireless, and it was happy. But I'll go take a look.
Thank you. Yeah, we're not seeing it on the ground, and we appreciate it.
You're not going to see it on the ground. It's on the space station, right?
Okay.
While I have you, I was just going to green out this, but since we're talking, when I was trying to get some of the iPads set up for the new crewmates, and I was in the port CQ, and this USB-C cable was not charging really well and was super hot, and I noticed it was kind of broken near the top, so I'm thinking it needs to be trashed. This is USB-C, the USB-A cable, serial number 1005.
All right, we copy that you've got a hot, broken USB-C cable, serial number 1005. We are looking to see if we can trash that or not. We'll get your words very soon.
Copy that. I'll go take a look at the FGB and let you know what I find for the SSC there. Houston, station on 2 for SSC-18.
We are with you on 2.
I took a look at the SSC. It looked normal. It showed that it was connected to the wireless network, but when I logged into it, it was logged out. When I logged into it, it would not open up the ISS homepage. So I reran the laptop configurator thing to put it to basically tell it again to switch to wireless. And after that, I was able to.
All right, we will get that to you in evening DPC.
Perfect. No rush on it. You can also just throw it in the daily summary, but I'll take it at either time. Thank you.